This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another place they've been saying their prayers. I'm pretty excited about it too. Yep. Where is it? North? 10 miles north of Wing. Inch and a half. Text says, thank you, Lord. You're darn right. So keep saying those prayers. A lot of folks have been. A lot of rain. It's fun to look at all those rainfall totals. Oh my gosh. It is so great, and it's just pretty much everywhere. I mean, although Mott, I don't know what you've been doing, Mott. We gotta send a team down to Mott, find out what's happening there. 1600? Hedinger, too. Come on, Bowman. Goose Egg. But only a few places. Most everybody got from... The highest we've seen so far was the 2.9, I think. The 2.9, 3 inches. Trying to look at Phil's handwriting here. Can I find it? 4 miles north of the Goodrich had 2.90. That's where it was. Hensler 2.4, Goodrich 2.2, Wilton 1.5, Fessenden 2 even, Zapp, inch and a half. So, and as I mentioned earlier, Karlsruhe, 2 inches, Rugby, inch and a half, Botno, inch and a third. So, pretty good. Text us. Tell us what you got for rain. 226-8503 for Todd, 367-2054 for yours truly. I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind. If you've been following this news about the immigration reform proposal. And by the way, I think this is a good model. You got two senators, Tom Cotton, love the guy, wicked smart, just a great addition to the U.S. Senate. And Perdue, they work this proposal up. They dig into, they go to the White House. They say, we like this White House policy shop, this chief policy advisor, Stephen Miller. They work on this, and they roll this out yesterday. And the media starts seething.
Do you see what it says on the Statue of Liberty?
First of all, as Stephen Miller explained, what's on the Statue of Liberty, you know, is a poem. And it's nice. It's a good theme. And we've done that. We've done that. I wouldn't be here but for that and so many others. But it's also not, you know, enshrined in our Constitution or in our laws. It says this will always be. It's a poem on a Statue of Liberty that provides part of the guide for the idea that is the United States of America. I asked a question earlier, and I want you to answer this. First of all, what do you think of this proposal? Good idea, bad idea? And is the question I really want you to tackle is that I don't think the genius of America is bring us your huddled masses. I think the genius of America is the huddled masses want to come here because of America, the idea. That's what we're missing in my mind. So tell me what you think, and I have more of the exchange. And I'm telling you, it was a little nasty, the exchange between Jim Acosta from CNN and this Stephen Miller. Glenn Thrush, I think his name is, from the New York Times, might have met his match in this exchange as well. He yesterday with Stephen Miller, we're going back and forth about this. And do I have that clip here? I think I might have what he's asking. The irreverence of these reporters is what is most amazing to me. It's really, they're snarky. You know, they don't go in there and say, okay, you say what you got to say, and then I'm going to ask questions about it. They go in, you know, total full-fledged agenda. Listen.
Glenn.
Oh, I got to back up. So Stephen Miller goes first here. Part of the briefing yesterday at the White House. Here he is. Okay.
Individuals who can speak English at the front of the line
It precipitated this. Watch here.
Okay.
I named the studies, Glenn. I named the studies.
I asked you for a statistic. Can you tell me, Glenn, how many...
We'll make a carve-out in the bill that says the New York Times can hire all the low-skilled, less-paid workers they want from other countries and see how you feel then about low-wage substitution.
It's like you're trying to engineer.
It's a pretty good comeback. Let's try this out in the New York Times. Let's get a hold of HR. Let's do it with them. Anyway, tell me what you think. Two things I promised to do that I haven't yet. One is... tell you the answer to the question somebody asked yesterday. We said we'd get an answer. We love doing this for you. If there's something you see out there totally unrelated to what we're talking about or what I have talked about, but you want to know, tell us. Call us at 800-228-0550, 258-0550. Text us, Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054, and we'll get an answer. We asked why all the rest stops were closed between Fargo and Steele. That's the information we got from a listener. NDDOT spokeswoman Jamie Olson said the Ariska rest areas are closed due to construction. There is work currently taking place on those rest areas. So unfortunately, the only one open in that segment between Fargo and Steele is the Crystal Springs area. And then sent us a link to the rest areas and where they're at. So I guess the answer to the question is, there is work currently taking place on those rest areas. So that's why. And I guess they have to do work sometimes, so that's part of the reason. I would say maybe I'd do it in winter, not summer, when you got more people traveling, especially, but whatever. I don't know. Maybe no good time to close the rest stops. That could very well be. Leanne Bursch, by the way, will be a guest of ours tomorrow on the program. She's the prison warden, but I don't think they call it that anymore. She is the director of the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Maybe there's a warden underneath her. I might have that wrong. Anyway, I think there is, actually. A fascinating story that I read about her and one of her deputies being in Norway looking at the correction systems there and things they're implementing here. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on the program. Monday, we have our friends from the University of Mary here. Never miss a moment chatting with one of the greatest educational minds, cultural minds in our great state, and that's, of course, Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. He and Jerome Richter will be here tomorrow. A lot of news going on at U Mary, but love those conversations. Looking forward to that. Tuesday, we're going to chat with Craig Stevens from GAIN. That is the Grow Our Infrastructure Now, America's Infrastructure Now. Also, the top cops, David Todd of Fargo and Dan Donald of Bismarck will be here to answer your questions, talk crime, look at the stats at the latest. Wednesday, Scott Pruitt, EPA administrator. He's coming on the invite of Governor Doug Burgum next week, Wednesday. And he will be in Fargo and in Grand Forks, and we're going to have an in-studio interview with him. How about that? Looking forward to that. Congressman Kramer, Wednesday as always, and Doug Goring will join us for an ag town hall, specifically related to the hay lottery and some other things going on as well with the VA commissioner. So looking forward to that. Okay, let's see what we have here. Lila in Wilton and then Dave in Carlstead on What's on Your Mind. Lila, tell me what's on your mind.
We have a Saddle Up Against Cancer ride. It's a 10th annual horseback ride to benefit the Bismarck Cancer Center, and it'll be held August 12th at the Erickson Farm at Wilton. It's 10 miles northeast of Wilton, North Dakota. And it starts the registration at 9 a.m. on the 12th, all at the farmyard. And the riders will take a two-hour ride starting at 10 down to the beautiful scenery of the creek pastures. There's about a two-hour ride. And then at noon, there'll be lunch served. And so we want to invite anybody, whether you ride or not, come on out and enjoy the day at Saddle Up Against Cancer Ride.
Lila, you did a fabulous job talking about that. I appreciate you getting a plug in there. Any of these events that are out there to take on, you know, something that's as evil as cancer, I love it. So glad you're doing it. It's a week from Saturday, and have fun. Wish I could be there. It'd be fun to saddle up. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
The first ride was held on August of 2008, and it was organized by John and Lila in honor of their son, Marshall. He was a major in the Air Force and just retired. Came down with a brain tumor and passed away that fall in September. So he got to see the first cancer ride that we Saddle Up Against Cancer ride. That was nice.
Very nice. And not to mention, kudos to you and whoever else is involved in the planning of that event, because a lot of times these events happen. You mentioned 2008, the first one, and then they kind of fade away, and you're still cranking in 2017. So go get them, Lila. Where do folks get more information? You have a website or anything?
They can call the Bismarck Cancer Center at 222-6100.
Sounds great. Have a great event. Let us know how it goes. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You bet. Dave and Carlstead, give me your best 20 seconds, and we'll hold you over through the break here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, a few comments and then two questions for you regarding the immigration. First, a comment. I like this policy by Senator Cotton and Perdue. Our immigration policy has to be rational, not based on some sentimental notion of a poem on the Statue of Liberty. So I agree with you on that. Cutting it in half from a million a year to half a million, that's good. And I like the new press secretary's comments about, you know, our immigration policy and other things at the federal level need to be beneficial for the American people, not necessarily for the rest of the world, but for us. So
certainly first, absolutely. Dave, hold tight with the questions you have coming for me when we come back. On What's
On Your Mind. Easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood. NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4 for $4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Happy days are here again. We got some rain. It's a good thing. I hope you're in a good mood. And if you're not, get in a good mood. Come on. Get in the game, for crying out loud. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. That is probably one of the busiest places ever. Go to Pipers.com and you'll see what I mean. Check out that schedule. Of course, they do a lot more than auctions. You can find out about their land management there and their real estate, and they're doing that in many places. They have the new auction center of North America now in beautiful Steele, North Dakota. Love that place. The land auction coming up in Sheridan and McLean County. Tuesday, the 22nd of August, 11 a.m. McKinsey County land auction. I love that one they had there. Nothing but good land there. That's coming up early September. Then the Winger Cheese Commercial Lot and Building will happen on Main Street there on the 20th of September. McHenry County on the 20th of September. Larson Hoffer Retirement Farm Equipment Auction in Regent, 10 a.m. on the 21st. And a big land auction coming up in Sheridan County, North Dakota on Wednesday, October 4th. That's on the website at pipers.com. You can also call them and get yourself a catalog, and they'll be happy to ship that out to you so you never miss a beat when any of the events are happening. Kevin Pfeiffer and that world-class team at Pfeiffer's. Stop in and see them there. Beautiful auction center of North America. That thing's cranking. Love the location. Love the building. Everything's great. Land auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions. First-class team, top-notch, 877-740-99. Back to Dave and Carlstead on the immigration issue. You like it. You like the plan? You raised some reasons why. You said you had a couple questions for me, too?
Yes, two questions. So the first is related to your guest late last hour. He was talking about job creation and job fulfillment. And the job fulfillment part piqued my interest because, to me, it's kind of the flip side of the same coin. So we make our immigration policy more rational and more America first. But the issue still stands is how to fulfill the job opening. And I've heard members of the House Freedom Caucus in the U.S. Congress talk over the past year or more about how the key to that is to incentivize people to take the jobs. And the way you do that is through welfare reform, both at the federal level and the state level. And I was wondering what your thoughts are about that and what progress is currently being made on that. And then I'll pose a second question after you comment.
Okay, so the first, I think what you're saying is, what I heard Ed Schaefer say is there are needs that we do have in the economy. And I've heard this example used before. I think Heidi Heitkamp told me this example when she was cheerleading our current immigration system. And I thought it was a good point. She said, I can point to someone we brought in on one of these specialty visas. I forget if it was HB3 or which one it was or which category, but it was, you know, a category of skill that was in need here that was then brought in. The person was brought into a firm in Wahpeton, and that one person being here designed a particular product that they then started building that allowed them to hire, like, you know, 150 people or something. And so her point was, you know, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. They came here because of a specific skill set. They helped an American company hire more American workers. So, you know, those spots. So that's a good way. What I think I heard Ed say is we're going to decide where we really truly have a need there employment-wise, and that'll be a preference. You'll get that as a preference. Meanwhile, we're not going to just take people when we don't need to do it, and it's depressing the labor market or coming here to make the amount of money that's paid less or something. Is that what you mean? Does that answer your question, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I know, for instance, in the southern part of Minnesota where they've got all these turkey and other processing plants, you know, they're low-skilled and low-paid. And so the argument is, oh, we need to bring Somalis and others in to do those jobs, and that is, in fact, what's happening. But I think what the House Freedom Caucus has been talking about is the reason Americans won't take those jobs is because they don't have an incentive to because of our super generous welfare system.
That's a whole other bit of reform, but I certainly hear you there. One thing Ed told me earlier this morning, we didn't get to it on the air today, but when I asked him about Maduro, he said that, there's all kinds of red tape and it's they change things on you. And, well, I guess he did briefly mention on the cost side. So, okay, Maduro says we need 10 people and they're going to come from Ukraine or whatever. And they're going to make X amount of dollars. And, you know, here we go. We get them. And then it sounded to me like what happens is, at the last minute they say, okay, got them, but you got to pay them more. Because they have to make exactly the same rate as people that have been working there 5 years. Well, that shouldn't be. If they're coming in as a new employee and there's such thing as a training wage, he was saying you had to pay them more, and then that was disrupting the bottom line on the cost. So it just sounded like another reason for reform.
Well, so my second question is this. Certainly the Trump proposal about immigration, I think, is step in the right direction. But I'm wondering if you had ever seen the YouTube video about the gentleman. He's on stage with a series of plastic vertical tubes with gumballs in it. And he has a different paradigm on immigration, which he doesn't quite get to it and say it quite this way. But you almost sense it that the conclusion is that we should almost allow no immigration in because, you know, the idea that Trump is proposing now is, hey, let's let in people that will actually benefit our society. But the gumball guy, he said, look, those are the smartest and brightest. And from a global perspective, what would be best for the world is to encourage them to stay in their home countries so they can make their home countries better so that the whole world gets better, not to bring them here to the U.S. And I was wondering if you'd ever seen those and thought about that as an alternative view of immigration policy.
Yeah, I have, and it's a fascinating presentation, the one he does on gumballs. I've seen the one on Skittles, too. Have you seen the one on Skittles? That's more to do with the refugee program. Where you say, you know, here's a bowl of Skittles, but here's one that this is poison. So I'm going to put that in there. You know, do we let them all in, knowing that a couple are poison? That's the whole idea of the vetting program on the, you know, the refugee program that has, you know, of course, been the subject of so much, you know, court action and politics and everything else. On your first one, interesting point. You know, I don't know. It seems to me that we're going to step down that road here. We're reducing the numbers. We're reforming who gets a green card. We're not shutting the, you know, the doors. We're being smart about this. And if one motivation is to say, I think the problem with that theory, Dave, that I would say, just to argue with myself a little bit, is, again, I come back to the idea. I think people come to the United States of America most, not all, but most, for the idea. I mean, look, we're a big deal. Not to, you know, and you know, the whole Obama years were to suggest, you know, we've been bad, so we ought to actually be down a few rungs. But the honest truth is we're a beacon of hope. We're a big deal to the rest of the world. What happens in America impacts everybody else. People want to be here. They want to be here and they want to contribute. And so some of those brainiacs might not necessarily want to stay back in their countries and go and help. They want to come to the place where, you know, that dream of theirs can be bigger, better, faster. I get that. That's human nature. To your point, maybe we're a little more selective about who's in and who's not. I'm amazed that this current debate is over English. I mean, now we're back to whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And I got to play this clip because I promised I would between Jim Acosta from CNN and Stephen Miller because it's a great back and forth on that point. And to me, as he points out, we already have that, number one, that requirement for the naturalization. It's already there. Number two, doesn't it make sense? Come on, Jim Acosta. How can you be that thick? You know, doesn't it make sense? Anyway, really appreciate your call, Dave. Thanks for the comment. And others, welcome. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You can email us, too.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, members, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trying to find my list of the brand new specials for the month of August at PetroServe USA. We have a new month, Todd, in case you didn't know. A new month of specials. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's
still great stuff, though. You're still swinging through.
Loaded up on the Pizza Corner pizza. And now we got to find a new group of things to do. I think I'm going to load up this month. What I'm most excited about is Reese's king size candy bars. You know, messing around with the little ones. No, we get 99¢ each. Those are really, really good. The Kellogg's Rice Krispie treats. Those are really, really good. 79¢. Big 1.5 liters of Ice Mountain water, 99¢ each, or a whole 12-pack for $2.79. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. The Sparkling Fruit Beverage, 69¢ each. Those are a good deal. Yeah, Sweet Leaf Tea, 89¢, too. Grab them and go. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Fill up at a pump you own. Check out that 4 for 4 special and the best cookies on the planet Earth. 4 for $4 specials, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 of those great cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4. Or just load up on the cookies and come on. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Right after I play you the rest of this commentary between Jim Acosta and Stephen Miller in the White House. Jim Acosta is a CNN reporter, and this is the world we live in right now, folks, in Washington D.C. This is how reporters perpetuate their fake news with a source, someone that is presenting, okay, here's the plan on how we plan to, reform green card issuance and what we're doing. This is what they get. Listen to this.
You're saying that does not represent.
I'm saying that. I'm saying that the notion. I'm saying the notion that the. I'm saying the notion. No,
let me ask you a question. That sounds like some national park revisionism.
No,
Statue of Liberty has always been
a beacon
of hope to the world for people to say.
Jim, do you believe
people to this country?
Jim,
and they're not always going to speak English, Stephen.
Jim,
they're not
do you
always
believe
going to be highly skilled? They're not always.
Jim,
going to be
Jim, Jim. I appreciate your.
Oh, he gets to
Jim,
talk.
I appreciate your speech. So let's talk about this.
It was a modest.
Jim, let's talk about this.
No, the expert here, the senior policy advisor to the President of the United States, should shut up. Because the reporter wants to talk. The reporter's king is Washington, D.C., don't you know? I only want to hear from the really smart reporter. I don't want to hear from the senior policy advisor to President of the United States, who's talking about a policy Senator Tom Cotton and Senator Perdue have been working on for years. What the heck would we want to hear from that person for? Let's see if we can hear some more Jim Acosta yelling. Here we go.
In 1970, when we let in 300,000 people a year, was that violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? In the 1990s, when it was 500,000 a year, was it violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? Tell me what years meet Jim Acosta's definition of the Statue of Liberty, home, law of the land. Do you really at CNN not know the difference between green card policy and illegal immigration?
Sir, you really don't know that.
I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree.
So you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
That is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said.
It's the best part of the Trump administration. See, there is no other reporter that would ever go, no other White House official, spokesperson, press secretary, whatever, that would go. Previous administrations, it wouldn't do that. It wouldn't do that. I love that about them. I love it about them. Now, the arrogance knows no bounds of the media types. They're just going to keep going. Who's right here? That's what I'd like to know what you want. Brent in Bismarck, 800-228-0550. Tell me. Are you there, Brent?
Yeah, this is Brent. I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
I just get tired of a lot of people blaming the poor. Stop blaming those with the least for the most. You know, give a step up, give a hand out, and let these people better themselves. I, for one, have personal experience when I was going to college, and I took advantage of our system and got the food stamps for my daughter and I. And here I am with a good job, paying a lot in taxes, and I've paid more in taxes now than I ever took from the system. So we should be proud to be doing this, not blaming them for all the issues.
Well, who was blaming them for the issues?
Just like your last caller, for example. They act like our welfare state is something luxurious. It's something that if somebody's on welfare, they live this luxurious lifestyle. And it's not. These are poor people.
Yeah, but if you look at the dollars per capita in welfare programs, the available programs, you look at them from the 60s to now, I'm not just talking about, okay, we have more people that need it. I'm talking about what's available, everything else. We have gone from, let's make sure that we take care of the poorest among us. Somebody truly in need should never be destitute in the United States of America, okay? And that goes back decades. But if you look how that has moved, you look in the great deal, and when we really started going off the rails, which, by the way, is responsible for a huge amount of our $20 trillion in debt right now. That's where you get into an area where, are there people that are truly in need here, or there are people taking advantage of a system that actually, I argue, they are the victims because they're being enabled by their own government for something that they really shouldn't have, that they aren't truly poor. Who told me this? Tom Campbell, my friend Tom Campbell, state senator from Grafton, has a chart about what defines poor, the average poor person. So if poor is, I don't know what the number is, but let's say it's you make 15 grand a year and you have three kids and that's poor. And again, I'm not remembering the numbers. They have a smartphone. They have a 20-inch or 50-inch TV. They have a – that's not poor.
These are all myths.
That's a poor in America.
This is all a myth. I don't know where you're getting that information from, but this everything that's blaming the poor for everything and how they have all these things.
Nobody's blaming the poor, Brent. I'm not blaming the poor, and I don't think that caller was. I think that caller was to say those that don't need it are enabled, in other words, nobody's disagreeing that people who need it, who people who truly are in need, should get it. Nobody. We're talking about, okay, where do you draw the line on what is poor? So when you say, I think the line ought to be there, and here's why, you say that's blaming the poor. I don't think that's blaming the poor.
You just said $20 trillion in debt, and that's because of the poor.
Brent, I don't like interrupting people, but I'm going to, because you misstated what I said. I did not say $20 trillion in debt was because of the poor. I said $20 trillion in debt was because of the great deal, because we redefined what poor is. That's a different thing. Would you grant me that?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to talk about where's the line? Who should get help? What does it look like? What do they get? Fine, I'm all for it. Nobody's blaming the poor. That's a knee-jerk Democratic, trick to get more people to vote for them.
I hear it in your callers. They're blaming the poor. They think the welfare is some luxurious thing that people strive to achieve. My goal is to be on welfare forever. No way. For most people, it's a healthy in hand, and they use it to get to a better point in life.
All right, Brent. Well, if you ever hear what you believe is people blaming the poor again, you call. I didn't hear it in that last caller that you used as an example. Now you're going to generic your callers. You just call right away after and say, Scott, hey, it's Brent Bismarck, and I heard it again. I want to hear it, okay?
That sounds good.
All right, I appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Tim wants to talk about the Statue of Liberty. Go ahead, Tim.
Hello, Scott. Yeah, don't people know why we got the Statue of Liberty from the French? It had nothing to do with immigration. It was a gift from them for a 100th celebration of a free society. That's why we got the Statue of Liberty, and why do people think it has anything to do with immigration? I don't understand.
Even if they do, even if they are of the Jim Acosta CNN viewpoint, that poem that was added later, I guess, after we got the Statue of Liberty, give us your poor, give us your huddled masses, ask somebody that's, okay, so that right there should then immediately be translated to our laws and should stand forever no matter what our situation here is in the United States of America. And if they say yes, say, I'm sorry, this conversation's over because you're not rational. I can't talk with you rationally about what the policy ought to be. And that's what Jim Acosta was doing.
That poem we got on Liberty was put there in a contest because they needed to raise money to refurbish the statue. So they made a contest. People write in something about the country, and they picked this one. This is the one that won the contest.
It's a nice poem, and it's true.
It is a nice poem.
The United States of America has done that forever. Okay, but it's not in the Constitution. It's not in our laws. It's not. You have policy that says, okay, we're talking about reforming green card, and he goes to that. It's bleeding heart liberalism.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We gotta teach American people history, the right history. And right now, they think the Statue of Liberty has to do with immigration in this country. It has nothing to do with immigration. They put it in our history book. It has to do with our liberty and our republic and our freedom of this country and the French. That's why we got in the first place. It has nothing to do with immigration. But the Democrats take the liberty and turn it into an immigration statue, which has nothing to do with that. And our history, and they're not teaching our kids and our people the correct history of it. And that's why I'm frustrated.
No, and there's a lot of reasons for frustration. There's no doubt about it. But specific to this proposal that's just been announced, I mean, we're talking about some basic, simple things that, you know, the ebb and flow happens all the time. Specific, it's not about the big picture immigration. Even it's about green cards, who gets them, how do you decide, what are the, I mean, that's what presidents do. And it's not different than what President Trump said he would do as president. Purim, Minnesota, we go to next. And Mike, take it away.
Yeah, Scott. I tell you, this guy, Jim Acosta, any between him and honest journalism is purely smoke and mirrors. I mean, like, I remember when Sarah Huckabee got in Jim Acosta's grill, and then he went on a talk show that night and cried his heart out because she was so mean to him. He was a disruptor. He was rude. And his slant on history differs a lot from mine. And I agree with the previous caller about the Statue of Liberty. It was a gift from France because if the French helped us in the Revolution, they stepped in and helped us. They could have just stood by with their hands in their pocket and say, oh, well, but they didn't. And to me, that was a tremendous thing that they did for us. And it's not about immigration. It's simply about shining light right there, a symbol of liberty. A symbol of our individuality and our democracy.
That's why I love what Stephen Miller did and give it right back. He wasn't about to take that, explain the whole history, the whole thing. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Adam says, literally, no one who calls your show blames the poor for anything. I'm sick of that baseless argument.
Interesting.
Other texts coming in. Tim in Dickinson, Karen in Fargo, Dolan in Mandan, plus Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise.
Valley's Putlitch, a Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your life can change with a trip to hot spring spas and pool tables, too. We've talked to the customers of hot spring spas. They tell us every day is made better with a hot spring spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace saltwater system. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot 2, and online at hotspringnd.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yep, definitely a bonus. The Hot Springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier, the cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your hot spring spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family, and for you too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Oh, welfare is not a good thing to be on and everything. Well, I'm sure that situations vary. There's different situations here and there. But when my sister got divorced, her social worker, her caseworker, advised her not to finish school because she could live off the system better than she can after she has a degree. So I in some cases, people come off pretty good on welfare.
You know, that's what we're talking about. Right, because there's the system saying no, take advantage of the system. You don't want to go out there and do this yourself when you know she might not need it. Now, reforming that is not blaming things on the poor at all. I appreciate the call very much. We're talking about reforming how green cards are issued. We're saying if they speak English, they go to the front of the line because they're coming here for a job in which we need more people. Okay? This has been well thought out, Senator Cotton, Senator Perdue. You can't be just against everything the Trump administration does and have any credibility. But that's where the swamp is at. One texter says, what's with that reporter? Reporters are supposed to ask questions, not debate. Fake news. Fake news is, they're the star. They're out front. That's why they want the cameras on. That's what's going on. All right. I have a lot of calls, so I want to get to all of you. And then Jim the Flagpole guy is here, too, before we wrap up today. So here's the deal. Your best 30 seconds, okay? Your best 30 seconds on what you're calling about today. Tim Dickinson, lay it on me.
Hello?
Hi, Tim. Go.
Yes, I bring in foreign exchange workers, J-1 and H-2Bs. Before they come into the United States, they have to take an English test, speak English, and writing English before they can come to work here for Medora, Dickinson, Bismarck. I have them, Fargo. I have students there to work.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I also interview them before they come to the United States.
Good for you. Fascinating. Interesting. Call again, Tim. Appreciate the perspective. Dolan and Mandan, go.
I've known some people that were on welfare. They complain you don't have any money, but yet you're going to the bar, they're sitting there drinking beer.
What defines poor today is a conversation we ought to have, which doesn't mean you're blaming poor people for anything.
No, I'm not blaming poor people.
I know you are not. I agree with you. I'm saying we ought to have a legitimate conversation about defining what is poor. Today's poor is not your grandfather's poor. Okay,
right.
Smartphones and going to the bar and big screen TVs is not poor.
That's completely correct. Completely
with you, Dolan. Thanks. Good 30 seconds. How about Karen? Karen Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
President Clinton limited welfare to 5 years a lifetime, 2-year limit. So there are people who are not skipping work. After 2 years, they have to get work.
Yeah, so some of that was softened in the Obama administration. You are right, it did start with the Obama administration, or Clinton, rather, but really under Newt Gingrich and the Republican Congress takeover in 1994, but it was a good thing. We're not talking about welfare. We're not talking about poor people. We're talking about green cards being reformed, and I don't know. We get sucked into the debate from the left, and we don't need to. Greg Grand Forks, last call, quick, 30 seconds.
Yes, I was going to say, a lot of these guys can come over here and they can do these jobs that they say we won't do because they only pay $12 or $15 an hour. But if you add up all the benefits they get from our government, such as medical education and some states, even transportation, they can make $30 an hour. That's what I want to say. Nobody ever mentions, oh, we need them for these jobs. How much are they costing the taxpayers with all the family benefits and everything? And that's about it. Thank you.
Interesting, Greg. Thank you very much. Hit that 30-second mark pretty good. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. All of this debate, of course, possible because of that flag. And Jim has worked with a lot of businesses throughout North Dakota, a lot of homes, to put up American-made flagpoles. Absolutely best of the best. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Scott, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everybody wants to come here, Scott. Nobody wants to leave. And that's because of the spirit of the individual, free to make himself prosperous, and at times free to fail. And there's actually a good lesson in failing. We all do it. But you know what? If you love America and you love the way we live here, please, everybody, put up an American flag. And guess what? I, Jim, at ndflagpoleguy.com can help you with that.
Of course you can. And I tell you what, every single one of his customers tell me, thank you for telling me about this guy. Everyone I've ever talked to is like, great service, great job, love the quality product, the whole thing. So, there are, as we said, There's probably some folks out there that have bought cheap flight poles before, made in another country. That's not a way to show support for America. You got to get the very symbol from Jim, the flag, made in America, the flagpole, all the accessories, and Jim can do it for you. ndflagpoleguy.com. Get a few folks in the neighborhood doing this all together, or, you know, strip mall businesses, other folks coming together. There ought not be a business without a flag in front of it. No question about it. 701.
In a couple weeks, Scott, I want to come to Fargo. Fargo residents, please.
All right, Fargo. Line up Fargo. Exactly right. Wendy will do a live broadcast in somebody's front yard with a new flag on. 701-571-FLAG. ndflagpoleguy.com. Leanne Bursch from North Dakota Correctional System tomorrow on the program. Your calls welcome round the clock, 855-200-1776. God bless you folks. Bye-bye. Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, county, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.